said, "Are you sure you wouldn't like to, you know, stay and introduce the rest of the night?" He said, "No, I have to leave." But he did a great job as our first guest host. So please give him a hand for that, too. And he'll be doing it again on December 7th. And he's also going to be featuring here on January 25th. Before I bring up the next act, a duo, I want to mention two gigs I have coming up with Jake. One is this Friday night at Nourish Restaurant in Lexington from 8 to 10:30. And the other is next week, Thursday night, the 18th, when we'll be playing with Steve Sadler at Main Street's Market and Cafe. And Ben Blum and Ron Hertz will be doing a guest set. So now I'd like to welcome some people who are as close as one can be to the absolute and complete ending, completion, full, everything ready of a CD. Their first CD that they recorded with Seth Connolly, and I guess everything's almost good to go. So I'm talking about Dan and Faye Senyi, and their wonderful writers and performers. Please give them a big welcome.
Thanks, Ira. We got all the diehards left here right now. And definitely a good night of music. And yeah, we are this close to the CD. Just wanted to mention that a week from Wednesday is the next Bolton Public Library open mic. And come on out. That's an unplugged open mic. We welcome anyone, spoken word, music, the sign up at 6:30, music starts at 7. That's a week from Wednesday, which is the 17th of November. And we're actually going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to do a quick spoken word, given that it is Veterans Day on Thursday. Just wanted to throw this in. It's called Faded Scars. Grandpa, what's this mark? It's a scar, little one. I got it in a faraway land called Vietnam, when a landmine near me blew up a tree and I got a splinter of wood in my arm. Does it hurt? A long time ago it did, but not anymore. She's just a child. You can't tell her that what triggered the landmine was your best buddy stepping on it, that the tree was where the top of his body landed and the splinter in your arm was his bone, not wood. You can't tell her that you still wake up 40-odd years later in a cold sweat, crying at the sight of the blood and bone and flesh. The physical scars have healed and faded, but the mental ones remain. Daddy, what's this metal thing? Oh, that's my new leg, sweetie. That's to replace my real leg that got badly hurt in Iraq and that they had to cut off. Does it hurt to wear it? A little, but now I don't need my crutches anymore, see? She's just a child. You can't tell her that when the roadside bomb went off, it killed everyone else in your unarmored Humvee, and that the only thing that saved your life was the driver's last-second swerve when he saw something suspicious. You can't tell her how guilty you feel that you only lost your leg, while three good men lost their lives, one of them dying in your arms. The physical scars will heal and fade. The mental ones remain. Mama, what's that sound? That's Daddy, dear. He's just having a nightmare. Can I go wake him up? No, he'll be okay in a few minutes. Let him sleep. She's just a child. You can't tell her that Daddy has the same nightmare almost every single night. You can't tell her that the one time you shook his shoulder to try to wake him out of it, you suddenly found yourself slammed up against the bedroom wall with his hand at your throat before he was awake enough to realize it was you. And you had to wear a turtleneck for more than a week to hide the bruises. You can't tell her that you sleep on the floor in a far corner of the bedroom now because you're terrified of what else he might do in his sleep. Though he left no physical scars, the mental ones run deep.
This is a prayer for peace. Let a halo rise forth from this place, from this crowd filled with joy and with grace. We come here tonight with the moon shining bright, fill the world with a message of peace. We share in the music we bring. Together this hall ring, brought together by tunes that we play and we croon, share our lives through the songs that we sing. With the wars that rage everywhere, with the suffering and the despair, let us reach out with hope. Let us help others cope with our songs filled with love and with care. Let a halo rise forth from this place, from this crowd filled with joy and with grace. We come here tonight with the moon shining bright, fill the world with a message of peace. Shall liberty be a beacon for the whole world to see, as she lifts up a lamp from the cold and the damp to remind us this place must be free. Let a halo rise forth from this place, from this crowd joy and with grace. We come here tonight with the moon shining bright, fill the world with a message of peace. Fill the world with a message of peace. Fill the world with a message of peace.
One more hand for Dan and Faye Senye. And,